open light. It's very hard to watch such a movie. Therefore, we force you to do it. It's not our Silchus Erev to give you a heter to carry it on Shabbos. Stam, we do it that there should be a shmira for the alleyway. What's the curve? Not doing anything. It doesn't watch too much. A curve is just one piece of wood going straight up. A curve is a piece going straight across. A lech is going straight up. Like, how much does it watch you? Your Tzitz learns a little bit different pshat. Tzitz learns a little better. Pshat better time. I'll leave it. Your Lishna Achrin, another pshat is Mitzad Shani. From the side is different. In other words, if you don't have mechitzes, that's different. But when you do have mechitzes, just time to make the Ruv Chatzeres, that will not matter. Could be as no right from here. Itma, Rav Chiya Barashi Yomar, Oisin Lechi Yashera. You're allowed to take to make a lechi, the piece of wood going straight up, even from an Atzi Asher, even though the tree is mamish also by no, still you're allowed to make a lechi from it. If you have a shimmen lechi shoma, oisin koira Asher. You know, you could even take a piece of wood from an Asher, from a tree that the goyim worship, from Avodah Zorah, that's also by no, you're allowed to use it to make a koira, to go straight across. So the more man, the yom akur, the one that says you can use it for koira, kol shchein lechi, avadin avadik, use a lechi also. Of a man the yom alechi, the one that says only alechi, I pay a dafka alechi to use it. Av a kura loy, but a kura not. Why? Ketuse mechte shirum. Because a kura, when it goes straight across, it has to at least be a tefach wide. A kura has a shear how wide it has to be. It has to be at least a tefach. Now there's a cloud that's something that's also banom, there's a cloud of ketuse mechte shirum. Since it's oimu the sreifi, you're supposed to burn it. So we look as if it's burned up, as if it doesn't have a shear. So if the things has to be choshev, like a curve has to be a tefach wide, something that's also banon, you're supposed to burn, can't have a chshivus of a shear. Mashenken alechi, a beam going straight up, has no shear to it. It can be as small as you want. So the mice says, since it can be as small as you want, it has no din shear, therefore for that we wouldn't say the svar ktusim ech the shear. Even though it's also banon, still it's mutter. So Rashi, kol shchein lechi, de'ein loy shir l'roch pav yuvav. A lechi has no shear of how wide it has to be. It has to be strong also. Kivan, the boy Sreifa, since she's supposed to burn it, the width that this tree has now, this piece of wood has, means nothing. As if we burnt it up. Therefore, it has no shear. The Torah speaks out, Afagad the lechi nami boy shear goiva. Even though lechi has to be at least 10 tefachim high, the gam roch of mash, it has to be something. Mio boyi mikol makim kivin le boya le shear zuta le yechmiru boyi. Since she doesn't need such a shear, only a smaller shear, therefore we'll make her by a lechi. Mashenk in a curve that needs a bigger shear, they were more makim with the steak tusim. After shear, it doesn't help. Now, Taisis himself really doesn't say too clear the Hezber, what's the difference? I lukura, even a lechi has to be 10 tefachim high. But the mice of the Svasem Seifanot is the Kasha, and who are Din Rab Chaim in the Sefer of Chdushi Rab Chaim Alev and the Rambam, and the last halachas in Hilchas Shabbos, he also goes to be Mazbed this Svarim. They both seem to say more or less that the Din of a Kaira, that we say a Kaira, needs to be a Tefach wide. The Pshat is that's a Shear in the Kaira. The Kaira itself has to be a Tefach wide. Therefore, something that's also Banol, like an Atzei Ashera, and as Oymu the Sreifa, we say Ktus and Mechta Shirin, you don't have the shear, the Guf HaDova doesn't have the shear of Dalat Tzvachim. But that's only a Svorin, something needs a shear on the Guf HaDova. But Avada, this Svorin that say Ktus and Mechta Shirin, we look as if it's burnt. We don't look as if Mamish, the Cheftz is burnt, as if it's not there. It's only a Svorin that say it has no Cheshivas of a shear. My Shankin, that's the Din Lechi, has to be 10 Tzvachim Hoi. Most of the Din in the Mechitza, that the actual Mechitza itself, the lech itself has to be that high. That the b'chaim is maz, but the pshat is just a din in the mokum. The mokum has to be moved, or there has to be avdol in this mokum of 10 tefachim. But not that the actual mechitza tuzreif, as a din mechitza, is only to shaf avdol. So the maestro, there is something here dividing up the two. Therefore, even though it's tuzim echteshuri, something is there, therefore it's kosher. So a lechi is kosher. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf Tayyim at base. Yeah, the Mishnah. Yeah. Nismaye to'echo, if you put an Erev down, and now the food became too small. Like we'll soon see what the shear, how much food you have to have, metchilo, but if you put down the right amount of food, and now it became too small, the food got lost or got eaten up, Nismaye to'echo is moisif. You have to add more. In other words, the shear has to have a greater risk for each person, or else to have the shear of mozen shtei sudis, according to Tanakhama, you always have to have that shear. And if the food becomes less, you have to be moistif, you have to add more onto it. Umizake. And now, if you could be mezake this area for the rest of the people, v'yein tzorach l'adiyah, you don't have to adiyah the rest of the people. Hey, since you already made an erev, and now just the food became smaller, so when you add on to the food, you could be mezake for them, and you don't have to be modiyah. So Rashi learned, sh'rei kula nesrat for b'chilo, because everybody was already nesrat, everybody wanted to make this eruv v'chatzeres, just the food got too small. So if we don't have to be modiyah then that you're making this erev. What about nisoisku aleim? What about now, more people, more neighbors moved into the chotzer? So you have new people that have to be mishtatef into the eruv. Is moisif, they also have to add on into the eruv. Or mezake, you could be mezake for them if you want. V'tzorach leidia, and or else you have to tell them that what they will make an eruv for you also, that you also can carry out from your house into the chotzer. So Rashi learns v'tzorach leidia, l'diuran shenisoisku, im daitan beruv. The new people moved into this chatzah now, we have to tell them, modiyah them, that we're going to make an eruv, are you nicha with it? Ukegoing Rashi says, shemarav mishalehen. You only have to tell them if you're going to take bread from them. So then, before you take it from them, you have to ask them, are they nicha for this eruv or not? The time of precious liyah, like we had before, because he can't take from somebody about korcho. V'tartikatoni, there are two dinim here. Moisefu mezake im mishaloi. If you want to, you can add bread, your own bread, and be mezakirut for them. In other words, you have somebody pick it up, and he's kernel it for these other people. So then you don't have to ask him, because it's a schus, he's only gaining on the deal. V'tzorach l'adiyya im mishalehem ma'arif. But when do you have to ask them, if they're nicha, if you're taking their bread? So before you take their bread, you have to get reshus from them. You have to make sure they're nicha to make this a rubik service. So like two halachas. If you use your bread to be mezakirut for them, so then you could do it without their das, because treated their nicha, and we say mezak zoch and the other mishnah b'fonav. But if you want to use their bread, you can't take it unless they give you rishus. V'tzorach l'adiyah. Now, kam nehi shiurin. How much is a shiur to make an erubah chateres with? How much bread do you have to have? Is bizman shein merubin. If you have a lot of people living in the chotzer, then mozen shtei sudes. L'kulam. Once you have the shiur of mozen, enough food, that you eat for two sudes, that's enough no matter how many people you have. Even for 1,000 people, that's enough. Hey, the Rabbanu will never mechayiv you to put down more than mozen shall stay sudas. What about this man shein muatim? Let's say you don't have that many people. Because you only have one or two people, or three people in the Eruv Chatzeris. How much does each person have to put into the Eruv? Kegregris. All you need is shear of the dried out date. That's enough. Which is a little bit more than a kezayis. Less than a beitza, a little bit more than a kezayis. That's how much bread each person has to put in. Lechol echot v'yechot. That's how much each person has to put, a little bit more than a kezayis in, to the Erev, it's enough. Now, Omer Reb Yosi, B'me devorim amurim b'tchilas Erev. When do we say you have to have a shear, that each person has to at least put the size of a gregris? Or else, if you have 1,000 people there, if the Erev is big enough that it's a shear of a mozen shtei sudas, that's like 4 beitzim, 4 eggs worth of it, that's enough for everybody. Now, when do we say you have to have such a shear? That's only the beginning, metchila, when you put the pot down to make the rubik haseris. Well, b'shiure, that means you first made a good erev. You had enough food. And now, as the weeks go along, the mice ate up the bread, or the bread got lost, or some pieces fell off already. Now, how much bread has to still be left there that the erev is still chal? He holds kolshu. Well, b'shiure erev, kolshu. Even if a little bit is left over, still is kosher. And he also Rashi says, "Ain't tzarach loisif." Reb Yosi polegat Tanakama. Reb Yosi argues on the Tanakama. The first man, the Yom Mishnah said, "Nismaya toichel moisif." If the oichel got less, you have to add on more to it. Hey, see, he holds every Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos, you have to have this shear that every person has to have at least a gregris there, or else the mosn shtei sudis. He doesn't know that if once you had the shear, then later it got smaller, still it's kosher. Reb Yosi holds no, and the halacha of Reb Yosi, that once at the first Shabbos you had enough of a shear, even though later on the eruv gets smaller and smaller, as long as something is left over, still is kosher for the eruv v'chatzeres. Now, v'lozot mishnah, v'loy omru la'aruv v'chatzeres. That's what the Rabbanan said, that even though you made a shtufa in the voice, the grash of achach in the statfum, even though the people living in this whole movi made a shtufa in the voice, that means they collected any type of food or wine from the Bnei Chatzer and put everything together. So once they made a Shtufa Mivoyis, Mikra Adin, you do not have to make an Aruvah Chatzeris. Now why did the Rabbanim still say that you should still make an Aruvah Chatzeris even though you already made a Shtufa Mivoyis? It's V'loy Omru La'aruv V'chatzeris. The Rabbanim said still you should make an Aruvah Chatzeris Ela Kedesa L'Shakeyach Es HaTinoikis. That the kids should not forget about Tilchus Erev. So as the kids living in the chutzur, they'll see the father carrying out from the house into the chutzur, and they will not know that he was a shtufa mevoyis. They don't know what's doing in the movi. They only know that in this chutzur, there's no eruv going on. So they'll think you're allowed to carry out from the house into the chutzur, even without an eruv. So today the kids should not learn to make a mistake. There are bonu masakin that in every chutzur, you should have your own eruv. Every chutzur should have his eruv and chutzuris. Yeah. So that's the Gemara. But my askinan. So Rashi watir Tony bin Ismayit ain't sorach leidia. The Mishnah's mashma Tanakama holds that if the oichol became too small, so Tanakama shiter is you have to be moistiv. You have to put more bread or more food into the earth. Now he says we ain't sorach leidia. You don't have to tell the people. Now this is only because it's Ismayit mashma something is left over. But it's a diyak mashmir, if the whole Erev got eaten up, then you do have to be medir then. Grass Rashi's diyak. Ha kola, legamri, mashmir, if nothing from the Erev is left over, then tzorach le'diyay, in bol arif. If you're coming to make an Erev a second time, like from the new, then you have to be medir till everybody should know we're making another Erev. So that's more about my askina. What are we talking about? Ilayim a bit minechid, I'm talking about the exact same min. Now it's metchil, everybody put, if it's talking about Eruv HaChazer, that's got to be bread. According to some sheets, we'll soon see. Whatever min they first used, if you want to use the exact same min again, for the Gemara, my irin is mayit. Why only if the Erev just got small and you have to add more? That you don't have to ask them, afilu kol anami. Even if the whole Erev got eaten up legamri and you want to make a new Erev now. If you're using the exact same min like before, they put white bread there. So pshita, the person is nicha to use white bread, so you shouldn't be allowed to take again white bread to make the second Erev. Like, what do you have to ask them for? Since it's the exact same min, the same type of food that he used for the first Erev, Shita is nicha to use that food, and he could use it the second time. What do you have to ask them? Yeah, I feel. So the Mara Elo, Bishne Minim, Elo, we're talking about now you want to use a different min. The first time he gave one type of food, now you want to take a different type of food from him. For the Gemara, I feel this Mayat Nami, even if just the Erev became too small. And now, according to Tanakama, you have to add more food into the Erev, you should also have to ask everybody. Again, you're not taking your own food for everybody. You're going around the chutzur and taking food from everybody. So before you take from them, you have to ask them a shus, if you're taking another min. Like Mechatez, you says the person wants to use the second min for the Erev. The Tanya, I'll bring you right, this we learned. Kol lo ha'oichel min echad ein tzorach ladia. If the oichel, the first Erev, got eaten up, and now they're making a second Erev, they're using the exact same type of food they used the first Erev, you don't have to ask them. Pshita, since they were Nicha the first time, you can take again from them now to make an Erev again. What about me, Beis Minim? Let's say you're changing it now to use a different type of a food now. Is Tzorach Le'diyah? You do have to be Medea them. So if it's talking about two Minim, so why only Nismayit? I feel Nismayit even if it didn't get eaten up Legamri the first Erev. But as long as you have to add on to it, to take a second min, you have to ask him first. You can't do it without asking him. And for the Gemara, boy, you say, I'll give you two terutzim. One terutz of the boy, saying, if you want to say, you can say like this. Min echid. We're talking about to take an exact same min. And the boy, you say, mishnei minim. If you want, I'll give you an answer. We're talking about the making a second min. The second Erev is a new type of a food. Now, what's the pshat? Boy, you say, min echid. We're talking about now the exact same type of food. Of a zoyis with shver, why did we say dafkif nismayit? Mashma, some food is still left over. Just a little bit, so you have to add to it. Mashma, if the whole thing was eaten up legamri, then you do have to ask. The question is why? Since you're using the exact same food, it should be mutter. That's the Gemara Nechnamim. My nismayit nismatmamit. Now, it means that like nothing was left over. Legamri, and Nechnamim, Rashi, call it legamri. It doesn't mean a little bit got eaten up. It means the whole thing got eaten up. There's nothing left over. Say Nechnamim. Since you want to use the exact same min again, you don't have to ask them reshus. Since they were nicha the first time, mistama they're still nicha. The boy is same mishnei minim. Maybe we're talking about taka two different minim. And I tell you, kol l'shani and echnami, there's a difference. If everything got finished, or not everything got finished. So Rashi, boy is same veiz minim. The daf can not get nismayit. Only because it was nismayit. Or the kashloch mebraisa kolo shani. The braisa kolo. davke knockout and the smayat afilu beis minimet zorch ladia erachnami. If you have some left over and you only have to add a little bit more, so even if you're taking a different min, still the same zorch ladia. That the price that says a different min, you have to ask the mishus first. That's only where the first erev was kolal lagamri, it was used up, and now what you have to do is use new food, make a new erev. If you're using a new type of a food, you have to ask the mishus before you can take it. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. If some is left over, just you have to add a little bit more, you don't have to ask the mishus, even though you're using a second type of a food. If more people came into the chotzer, so they have to make an eruv b'chaseres also, and you could be mezakrit for them. Omer Shizbi, Omer Chizda. Zois Sameres, from here it's a raya, that Cholkim Olav Chavera Arab Yehuda, that the Chomin argue on Reb Yehuda. The Tanan, we learned, Omer Reb Yehuda, Yehuda says like this, V'meh devor mamurim b'eruv b'chumin. When do we have to have rishus? When do we have to ask the person if he's nicha, when we want to make an eruv chumin for somebody? But that's the svar. What's an eruv b'chumin? You want to put his eruv outside 2,000 namas, that from there he could walk 2,000 namas further. But he's also losing out that list. He can't walk 2,000 namas the other way of the city. So it's a chesaron for the person. You have to ask the person, where do you want your shvisa to be the Shabbos? Not every time is the eruv b'chumin a mile for the person. It depends which way he wants to walk. Therefore, you have to ask him if he's nicher or not. Avo b'eruv b'chaseres ma'ashek. Whenever you make the eruv b'chaseres, Marvin bein ladas bein shvil ladas. You should know you can make the error for the person even without asking him. So that this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So now Mishnah is mashmalat. Our Mishnah is talking about eruv b'chaseres, and still it says tzarach ladiyoy that you have to be modiyah them. It says nisusaf if more people came in, so you make it a new error now. Or tzarach ladiyoy, you have to tell the person Mishnah we're making an eruv b'chaseres for you. So it is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a raya. The rabbonim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. So the more pshita, avada they argue on Rabbi Yehuda. It's often a stira. Our Mishnah says when they make an eruv b'chaseres, v'tzorach l'diyah, you have to remind, tell the person, are you nicher or not? And Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to. So pshita the chokin. So the morning now, the time I would think, hani mili b'chotzer shebein shnei mevois. When does our Mishnah say you have to ask the person if you have a chotzer in between two different mevois? So it's a suffix between which movi does this chotzer want to be part of. He could be part of the right movi, he could be part of the left movi. So therefore we can't make an error for him without asking him. Because bosh, it's a choy for the person. But maybe a chotzer that only belongs to one movi. There is only a question, there's only one place you can make the error with. Maybe a maloi, that Rabbanan do not argue on Reb Yehuda. Kamash mila, no, still the Rabbanan argue on Reb Yehuda. That the Rabbanan say always, by Nmuv v'chaseret, sarach l'diyay. You have to tell the person beforehand. Rashi says, ma the tamil, yodam Reb Yehuda, v'u meforeshu, u mastisim d'hoche b'chotze shebein shtei mevoyis. Maybe really our Mishnah closer go according to Reb Yehuda. Our Reb Yehuda says, by Nmuv v'chaseret, you don't have to ask the person. So I'll tell you, our Mishnah is talking about that the chotze is in between two different mevoyis. So he can make an error with one of the two. We don't know which side he wants to go out. Therefore, it's a chayv. We have to ask the person first. But maybe if there's only one place where he can make the error, there's only one chotzer and one movi. So maybe I would think, since it's a chus, we could do without asking him. Our Mishnah is even talking about there's only one mobile here, there's only one way where you couldn't make Yeruv. Still we say, the Rabbanan say, Tzoruch Ladir. So they argue on Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not go according to Reb Yehuda. How much is the shear? How much do you have to have in the Mubi Chateris? So the Mara, Kamahu Merubin. What's called Merubin? A lot of people. Saying if you have a lot of people, then you need a Mosin Shtei Sudis. What's called Merubin? If you have 18 people in the chotzer, that's called a lot of people, and then you have to use at least mosin shtei sudis. And from there on, the shear doesn't change. If you have 20, 50, 100 people, still you're allowed to use the shear of mosin shtei sudis, which we'll soon see that is a shear of 18 gregris. So if you have 18 people, so each person has to put in at least a gregris, you come out to be 18 gregris, which is mosin shtei sudis. So the Gemara, Shmoy Nasa v'su lo and not more. Eima mishmoy Nasa v'yelech. 18 people and more is called Merubin. That once you have more than 18 people, you always need at least, what you need is now a Mosin Shtei Sudis, which is a shear of 4 Beitzim. So the Gemara, Omai Shmoy Nasa v'nokot. How come the Mishnah says 18? or not the Mishnah, how come the Brayta, how come before the Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel said 18, or Rabbi Yitzchak bred Rabbi Yehuda the Dima Parshalei Minei Diyaba, that I'll explain this name of my father, that Kol Shilo Machalka Lamozin Shtei Sudis Bineyim, if you would divide up how much there is in the Shtei Sudis, two Sudis, that's four Beitzim, V'yein Magas Gregris Tuchol Echad Yechad, and you don't get the shear of a Gregris, each one of them, Hein Hein Merubin, that's called already a lot of people, V'sagi B'mozin Shtei Sudis, and then it's enough to use the shear of Mozin Shtei Sudis. V'loy, let's say you have less people than 18, so then if each person puts in a Gregris, you'll have enough of a shear even though you don't have Mozin Shtei Sudis, that's also good, that's called Muatin Hein, that Ninu, that's called a little bit, Muatin Ninu. The Agav Rucha Kamashma and the Agav, by learning, we hear this Chiddush, the what? That the Shtei Sudis, how big, how much Gregris is there in the Shear of two Sudis? Heaven Shmein Asara Gregris, 18 Gregris. So the Ikirat Din is each person, to make a Ruvah Chatzeres, you have to put in the size of a Gregris of bread into the earth. Just once you have 18 people, that comes out automatically to be Mozin Shtei Sudis. Now, once you have the shear of Mozin Shtei Sudis, the Rabbanu will make all that's enough, no matter how many people you have. You have 18, 20, 100, no matter how high you go, you don't have to use more than Mozin Shtei Sudis. That's called Merubin, means 18. And less than that, you don't have to have Mozin Shtei Sudis. It's enough. Each person puts in a Gregris, that's enough. So the Mishnah. Bechol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin. You could use any type of a food to make an Merubin Chatzeris and to make a Shtufa Mevois. Chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. Divrei Reb Elezer, this is Reb Elezer Shita, that even for Ruvei Chatzeres you could use peiros and vegetables, just water and melech is no good. Reb Yeshua Aymen no kikar hu, erith. He holds no, a kopon of a Ruvei Chatzeres, you bedavka have to use bread. And that's what we hold halacha, you bedavka have to have bread. Kikar hu erith. So he says now, afilu mafe so, even if you use mamash a saw of flour, a tremendous big bread, vu prusa, but a little bit is chopped off, it's a piece, it's not a whole bread, it's a marvin vor. You can't use this for Ruvei Chatzeres. For Nero Chatzeres, you have to use a sholem, a whole piece of matzah, a whole piece of bread. Marshenke and kikka kisser, if you have a small piece of bread, but I call upon a vu sholem, but it's sholem, it's whole, marvin boy. You could use that for Ruvei Chatzeres. But you can't collect broken pieces of bread for the Ruvei Chatzeres. That will soon see in the Gemara, why not? So the Gemara. We already learned this one time already.